Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, and Richmond and Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
Love those
just
guys.
Just about 2 hours. Love them, too. They're actually coming over to my house today to look at the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I have an appointment.
It'll be fixed.
I have an appointment at 2 p.m. today.
Hey, is that your best hookup? Might be your guy's best
hookup. It's a good one.
It's a pretty good one.
It's a great one.
It's really good.
They've been really good to us.
Through all the years? I mean, I don't know.
Now, a few years ago, before it went away, cell phone hookup was the holy grail.
But this might be superior though.
It's pretty great because the value of it is insane.
The value is great.
You know, sometimes they come over there and they do things that really are going to cost you a lot of money.
Correct.
Now,
they just come over right away.
A brand new air conditioner.
And my poker room ambassador hookup is pretty sweet too.
That's not a great one for kids.
It's not just the saving money, but also. Yeah.
The responsiveness.
When you have to have someone out and then scheduling
it. There will be a day this summer when everyone's AC goes out.
Yeah.
And we call Ben. And
they'll be out there that day.
They'll come to our house, you know, in a couple hours.
Yeah.
When normally you got to wait a couple days because literally the entire town has lost their AC.
The common folk have to stay at home and work from home because they give you a window between 1 and 4 that they're going to show up. They don't show up until about 5.
Just like yesterday, I was texting with Ben. And he's like, what time works for you? And I said, anything after 1 p.m. is perfect. And he's like, how about 2? And I said, that works, my friend. That works.
Well, I
appreciate that.
That'd be great. We'll compare it. So remember we had Ray call in like 2 days ago? He's coming to fix my shutter, allegedly.
Okay.
I said anytime after 11. I actually said noon, but then I changed it in a text to him to anytime after 11. What time do you think he'll show up today? What's the over?
Hold on. So he just has an open-ended anytime after 11?
I said noon, and then I said, to be honest with you, I'll probably be home by 11. So anytime after 11 works.
Maybe 11:30.
Right. Yeah, I would say he'll be there between 11:30 and noon.
Because he knows you're going to talk about him, so he doesn't want you to smash him. So
nobody knows who he is. He's just friggin' Ray.
I know, but he doesn't want the bad attention dollars.
But here's the thing.
He wants you to talk highly of him, so he'll be there before noon, probably.
I sent a picture to the squirrel. This is what my shutter looks like. Right? It looks hurt.
All right, I need to say.
It looks terrible.
Oh, my God.
It looks like a funhouse shutter.
Yeah.
It's been like that for like 6 weeks.
It looks like it's a haunted house.
It looks like the Addams Family house.
Mark, come over here and show this so we can actually look at it. I think I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it does look terrible. Can you see it from there? Here, go show it to
What me. Kind of shanty do you live in?
The shutter, the wind, that we had a bad storm, and the wind knocked the shutter off its screws.
Like, I thought it, like, was just askew a little.
Yeah. No.
This, Drab, look at this. look at how he's living.
Yeah, that's 6 weeks. That's embarrassing. 6 weeks, so you got it.
Because I don't know a handyman. I've been kind of, like, locked up.
I'm sure they're tough to find.
I know.
Ever heard of Angie's List?
I went to TacMan or something. Have you ever heard of that?
They're all the same.
You know TrackMan.
Yeah, I know TrackMan, but I don't know.
You definitely can find
now
that.
Now I'm getting all these TacMan ads for you know.
Your excuse really isn't I couldn't find a handyman.
No, honestly, it is true. I don't have one. Last handyman guy I had, he charged me too much. I got bitter at him.
You can honestly chew juicy fruit and then gum it to the brick.
That's a great method.
Yeah, but I think the next time the wind blows, I'd be screwed again.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great. I don't think that's a permanent fix. Yeah.
Your shutter's covering your window.
I know. I don't. It's a stupid aesthetic. I park my car and I walk in the house, but it does look bad. Yeah. So I'm gonna get it fixed today. Hopefully.
But the truth is,
I asked a couple neighbor friends, and nobody seemed to have a great handyman.
Mm.
I had somebody that did a roof for someone. I had somebody that did like a driveway.
Right.
But I just need a guy that can do everything.
You need a quick fix.
That's a 15-minute fix.
Oh, shit. For somebody that's handy, yeah.
Right? You slam your ladder up there. You get your drill.
What's the guy's name who's coming? Ray?
Ray.
He'll be done with that in under 10 minutes.
I thought you were exaggerating. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't look good.
I can't imagine what the people are murmuring as they walk by.
I tell you, I had neighbors. They were walking their dog. They were stunned. They were just staring at it. They were trying to figure out what was going on.
What kind of brokey can't fix?
Like, is this house abandoned? Like, what's going
on? It makes our neighborhood look trashy.
Yeah, property value plummeting.
Right. I did put out my weed and feed, though. That's the one manly thing I feel like I do. Okay.
That sounds pretty manly to me.
Yeah, get my big bag of weed and feed.
Yeah.
And then I put it in, what do you call those? That spreader?
It's a spreader, yeah. Yeah,
I pour it in the spreader. And 5 minutes later, I'm done.
Mm.
That's my manly duty of the year.
My yard does.
Sounds about
right. My yard looks legit. I got to get some mulch, new mulch, but my yard, my grass looks legit.
Well,
like White House lawn legit.
Right now, your lawn.
Do the Easter egg roll on your lawn?
I'll take a picture of it. You wouldn't believe it how nice it is.
I believe it. But right now, though, everyone's lawns should look legit. Like, everyone's golf course right now should look legit because there's been no stress. It's just coming in green and silly. So if your lawn or your golf course looks like trash right now, you're doomed.
You're going to be doomed in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Your golf course has no shot.
But you understand, there's a lot of people who just don't take care of their lawn. A lot of people in my neighborhood, you walk by, they go, there's weeds everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of people just don't care what their lawn looks like. Mine looks
A++++++.
Send us a picture today. Okay, I want to see.
All right.
Lucas, too scared to duty on it.
Oh, yeah, she won't do that.
Yeah, you got to go to another person's lawn for that.
She goes to the neighbors. She knows not to poo in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it's just...
Well, because she always lays in the yard, so she's not going to poo where she lays.
It is distressing when you take your dog for a walk, and you just see people that haven't picked up their dog's poos on your walk.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's just disrespectful. Like,
they're stupid.
Just bring a couple of plastic bags with you. It takes 5 seconds to clean it up.
I see it all the time. People are just stupid.
It's just disrespectful to everybody.
And usually they're kids probably that are doing it, like teenagers.
I'm sure it's probably some adults too.
It might be, but I've seen some teenagers walking their dogs and they do that.
Yeah.
I just want to yell at them.
Shake your fist at them.
I mean, it takes 2 seconds to pick it up.
Yeah. All right, don't forget, in under 2 hours, we're going to go into the Junkies War Room, and we are going to make the official pick for the Commanders at 29.
It's going to be Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and Tim Gribble.
Yeah, at 9, I have to do this with my hat.
Yeah, you can turn it around.
Then I'm Cakes Quinn.
Does Quinn wear the rope hat?
I don't think I've seen him wear the rope hat, but he... definitely will wear a black Commander's hat.
We should put out a Junkies rope hat.
I think it would
do big numbers.
Don't you think we should?
What do you want? What,
I don't know.
What do you want to
junkies?
Say?
I just said I think Junkies it's or something. You know what? We have the website, right, where they like to sell the gear with the breaking tea and all that. Do we have hats on there? I know they have hoodies.
I don't think there's. I mean,
there's hoodies. There's tees.
Somebody
there's
can make some hats
mugs.
For us.
We should
kind of nubs though. You're walking around with a big Junkies hat. No. Junkies.
Well, we don't have to wear it, but other people wear it for you. That's the whole idea.
Now, again, if I ever go like full blown busto, I have a couple of like original Junkies hats that I can sell to the. To the real marks, if I'm desperate for cash.
But I don't know. They're so
like
ugly.
Hats that they're ugly, but they're so vintage and they're such one-offs that I'm telling you, there'd be a market. These were made at mall kiosks 25 years ago.
Like 30
they're
years
They're one
ago.
Of a kind.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know speaking of Busto, you know how you could sell like those bobbleheads for $1,000?
Sure. Yeah. Mm.
Do you know someone went into Drab's office and stole the bobbleheads?
They did?
Which ones?
The junkies we had. Yeah.
Really?
Who stole them?
He's distraught today.
I don't know. I mean, when you guys were talking about it last time.
When was it?
That's basically a felony.
Like, when did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, you guys were talking about it last hour, and I remember my complete collection that I have in my office.
Did you have them out of their boxes and they were on display?
No, in the white boxes. I had one of each. Drab's personal Junkies bobblehead collection.
Your own stash.
That I was going to sell on eBay in case of emergency.
Yeah.
I was going to drive it to your house and deliver it.
Oh, look at that service.
And they're gone. I mean, they were in my office for years.
Oh man, hold on. When did they go missing?
You don't know.
I have no idea.
The problem is you don't know when someone stole it.
I noticed today. I don't check the storage.
So they could have been gone.
Oh, they were in the storage cabinet.
In the storage cabinet, yeah.
Somebody went in and they were looting your office.
I mean, people go in my office all the time to grab headphones.
Well, I mean, I go into your office to grab a Don't Sleep out of the freezer, but I don't steal the bobbleheads out of there.
There's no way we have footage of that, right? Because you don't know. You'd have to go through days and days and days.
Could be. Yeah. It could have been 6 months ago.
Yeah, right.
Couple times a year, I check in on them.
Why'd you leave them here? Why don't you take them home?
Well, he doesn't think anyone's going to rummage through his office.
Stuff from my office.
Yeah, well, now you know. Bunch of thieves around.
You know what?
I mean, yeah.
Because, I have some stuff.
Because that happened? We might have to put the ones that are right behind Jason under lock and key. Because those could disappear,
Those are broken.
Oh, that's true. Right. They're out of the packaging. That's true. It's a good point.
What else of note have people stolen from around here?
Well, they take headphones out of Drab's office all the time.
Steal them?
We have special headphones that, you know, expensive headphones for people who come in studio.
Right.
So we don't look nubs. And they go into Drab's office all the time to use his headphones.
No, I know. But they at least replace them generally.
They usually bring them back. But that's the problem is that people just walk in there willy-nilly when he's not here.
I'm too nice. I gotta start being a hard ass.
Crack the whip.
Like no one would ever go into CK. Like Drab's management. No one would ever go into CK's office and just take something off of his desk. People do that all the time to Drab.
Yeah,
it's somebody.
It actually angers me.
It's somebody knows.
Rick Valdez more than does me. But
no,
now that my PSA 10 mint bobblehead collection that was still in the box is gone.
Yeah.
I mean that was retirement fund.
Well, you feel violated.
Yeah.
Somebody violated you. They took something of yours.
It's trifling.
And those are 10 years old.
It's the number of suspects is low. It's a small list, believe it or not.
I'm just saying, who's one of your suspects?
I don't want to say it.
I mean, it could
Ryan Clary.
It could be anybody. Because your office is open.
It's not
going to
be any of the hosts.
You don't think it would be a producer?
To do that.
You don't think it would be a producer of another show?
Could be a producer.
And that's what you're thinking?
It could be a producer. It could be like
part-time board up.
Could be a weekend guy.
Yeah, it's somebody nubs.
It's probably a weekend person. That's true.
No offense. I'm just saying, like, it's somebody that's not killing it.
What could have been Valdez?
Oh, no.
Maybe lost a couple bets or something, and he knows the value of those.
He knows the value, but, like, he's not.
I still think so. I've seen
he's a man of honor.
He's had too many opportunities to, like the Caps just sent us a bunch of stuff, and there were some gift cards in there, and I didn't see the gift cards. And he came in there and said, hey, you don't want this gift card? Like, it's too much. He didn't have to do that. It showed honor.
He's off the suspect list.
I'm just testing you guys out.
The slate's clean. Sell it.
You're good.
That's a good test. He came in there and said, hey, there's a Dunkin'.
There's a Dunkin' and a Chick-fil-A gift card.
No, you use it. But he didn't have to do that. He could have said, ooh, EB didn't see that. Put that in the old pocket. Could have done that. He didn't do that. Pass the test.
On a much lesser note, I felt nubs when I did it, but I did it. I parked at the club a couple days ago, and as I got out of my car, over in the grass, I saw what appeared to be U.S. currency, and I was like, what do we have here?
Right.
So I walk over. It was one pathetic, measly $1 bill.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I stuffed it in my pocket.
What would you do? What else would you do?
I took it. Yeah. I just took it.
Right.
I didn't feel bad about it because, first of all, it's $1. It's not like it was a $100 bill. It was one measly dollar. Can't buy anything for a dollar.
Right.
But I took it.
Here's an integrity test for you.
Yeah.
The dollar, of course, everyone's going to do that.
Yeah,
no one's going to turn in a dollar.
I took it.
Valdez, Lurch.
Yes, sir.
I want individual answers for both of you guys.
All right.
Because you guys can relate to this the most. You're on the 17th green. You come up there. It's par three. Let's just say it's at Blue Mash. All right? You're up here. You're about 20 feet high. But you walk by and you see someone left a Vokey wedge right there in the rough.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. What do
it's
you
silly,
do?
Shiny, and everything.
Brand new. The grooves are money. What are you going to do?
It's not beat up.
What are
and
you
I'm,
doing?
I'm being honest with
I'm
you.
Being honest.
I would turn it into the clubhouse.
All right.
The pro shop.
Now, this doesn't happen.
I would.
Let me ratchet it up. Yeah. This doesn't happen because usually people have it in their hands. But let's say guy chips in and he left his Scotty Cameron.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By the bunker. What are you doing?
I already have a Scotty Cameron.
And
Scotty actually gave it to you.
Yeah,
right?
Scotty actually sent it to me.
No, I know that's
put my
true.
Initials on the head.
Right. I mean, I have a Vokey wedge too.
Big but time,
I
mean, Cameron.
I would turn it in.
You would Cameron? Turn in the Scotty Cameron.
Yeah. Because yeah. I know if I lost mine, I left mine, yeah. I'd be butt sized if someone turned
sure,
it in.
Sure, you'd be devastated.
Valdez?
I would.
I turn it in. Turn it in. Especially if you're playing at Hidden Creek, that you know it belongs to somebody.
It's gonna get around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not Hidden Creek.
You're all right, say I'm playing. Yeah.
You're playing at Blue Mash because you're just a guest of a friend.
Yeah, you're playing at Eisenhower back in the day.
Well, I'm going to tell you track. Something. People who play Eisenhower don't have Scotty Camerons.
All right, let's go. Well, let's go.
No, you keep it in your cart until you get to the pro shop. And then
can I go to Reggie?
In.
Wants to give us some luck.
They got Cameron Diaz's putters.
All right, he's got to be quick because we've got Ben Valin coming up.
Reggie, what's up?
Man, I'm going to be quick, man. I've been listening to y'all, man, for over two decades, man. Y'all don't get the love y'all deserve, man. Y'all
thank
are.
You. I agree.
We're underappreciated.
Man, I agree with you.
I like this, Reggie.
But give me the rationale. Why. Are,
if you took this radio, if you took y'all and put y'all in New York, y'all would be mad, though.
Look at me. Look
y'all, at me y'all dudes are phenomenal, man. And
thank you.
All
I
the
agree.
Changes in sports talk radio in D.C. is one constant. I've been listening to both, 107 and 98.
Yeah.
The one constant is the junkies. Y'all dudes are phenomenal. I didn't see the changes. I remember the Big Pickle production. Y'all can't do that no more. I understand it.
Right.
I remember all the stuff y'all used to do back in the day.
Right.
I wish you'd forget some of that stuff from back
I wish you were our
y'all
agent. Just,
man, y'all need y'all flowers. But I want to give y'all flowers while y'all here.
Thank you.
And while y'all still at the height of y'all game.
You sound like we're about to die. Like while we're still here.
It's a eulogy. It's a eulogy.
Y'all like LeBron, man. Y'all like LeBron. Even though I'm a Jordan guy. Y'all LeBron. Man. Y'all
we'll take that. We'll take
40.
Being LeBron.
Reggie, you want to be our agent?
Hey, listen, man. I hope y'all agent is listening.
But you can't take 10%.
Yeah. He does take
a
lot.
I put my Hall of Fame is some. I ain't talking about no DC Hall of Fame. I'm talking about the real Hall of Fame. Look, should be in y'all future, man, Reggie. Because y'all dudes are phenomenal.
Love this.
Keep up the great
Where did
work.
This come
Thank you, Reggie. It's very
Where
nice.
Where did this come from?
I do like the flowers
Reggie, usually,
on Thursday.
Usually,
what do you want?
Reggie, usually you call and you're arguing right. about something.
No, he's just giving like us that. Praise. He's
got,
all
we
he's
got
doing.
Our flowers.
I know. I love that. Coming up
not
next.
Not the flowers Valdez like
No, not those. Those are fun, too. Ben Vallin, national football writer for the Boston Globe. He'll join us next to talk NFL draft.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.